How does the Overwatch team watch movies? On DVDs. Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of May 13th, 2017. I am Simon Omo, and as always, I am joined by...
Michael Caine.
It's even worse than you, Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Although I don't know that I've actually heard Paul McCartney speak, so maybe it's not worse.
Well, I don't know.
You're a terrible person. Nobody likes you.
I'm Michael Caine. Everybody bloody likes me.
Supposed to blow the bloody doors off?
Yep. No, this is Andrew Dupe.
Jeez, shocker.
Michael Caine just left. I just missed him.
God. Is that going to be the joke? Who does that all the time?
Everybody.
Yeah, I suppose everybody. But I don't know. There's somebody I regularly listen to, one podcast. They do it all the time. And I cannot remember who it is.
One podcast I listen to, they always do it with Stallone.
Oh, boy. Now, if you're done with your bad impressions, shall we start on the news of the week?
Yeah.
All right, let's start with movies. With the last Wonder Woman trailer.
Wonder Woman!
Which I did not see. I did not watch it. I didn't know there was another one out, to be honest.
The last one.
Since it comes out, like, next month. I think.
Why didn't you put a link?
Yeah, come on. You're a terrible, unprofessional person. Because had there been a link there last night, I totally would have watched it.
Well, I mean, we got time to watch it right now.
No, we don't.
Right in the middle of the recording.
Yeah, no, we don't. You're a terrible person. I assume you watched it? No.
Nope.
You're a terrible person.
I meant to watch it, and that's why there was no link, because I was going to watch it and then put the link in.
This, interesting. Wonder Woman comes out apparently May 25th in the US, but that's probably just the big grand opening, whatchamacallit, premiere.
Because this thing says June 2nd.
Because, yeah, and most things are May 31st to June 2nd. Except for some places like Switzerland and Germany and the Netherlands.
This is pretty cool.
Just get it mid-June.
I like this trailer.
Even though you can't hear it?
Even though I can't hear it. I can imagine what it's saying. It's got a whole bit in it where she's running across no man's land.
Mm-hmm. We've seen bits of that in previous trailers.
But now we see more of it. And it's pretty cool.
Do we see her bat the, whatchamacallit with her shield again? Was it the mortar? So you bat the mortar with your shield again.
Hasn't happened yet.
Which I do not like, because it wouldn't work like that. Don't mortars explode on contact?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you don't hit the bottom.
I guess. If you don't hit with the explosive trigger.
Theoretically, it is possible. I mean, that's probably more likely than her running across no man land, deflecting all the bullets with her wrists.
Bracers. Well, you know.
But it's cool.
It's dramatic.
It's cool.
And dramatic. More importantly, I guess.
I think the cool is more important.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Sure it's not the drama?
I'm sure. Cool factor.
I mean, this is a long trailer. Like, fairly long. Or it just seems that way because we're trying to fill air while you watch it.
2:42.
That's a pretty long trailer. 2:42 is a pretty decent long trailer. There's a few shots we've seen before.
Basically, all
the shots we've seen before are in it, but there's also quite a few new shots.
Yeah.
Like, say that one.
Yeah.
And the extended No Man's Land and some more explosions and lightning and shit.
The No Man's Land was cool, though. That's worth price of admission.
Of, you know, free? Because it's a trailer?
Yeah. I don't know, whatever's happening in this end of the trailer.
This is almost, except for the plane stuff, it's all stuff we've seen before. June 2nd, coming to theaters near you, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll see it at some point.
I'll see it.
Probably not opening weekend, but who knows, maybe. Depends on what work is like and when you guys are going.
Who knows? Only the future.
Who knows? Only the future?
Yeah.
That I don't think that was how you wanted to word that sentence, but now you're watching, it looks like a McDonald's ad.
It does look like a McDonald's
ad. By the way, so you should probably stop.
Does McDonald's not have toys anymore?
Yeah, they do. They have Smurf things at the one in Hespelon.
Do they have Smurf toys, or do they have Smurf apple slices?
I think they're toys. There's toys there, man. They still have toys.
Okay. Because in the display that they have the toys in, they were just advertising Smurf's...
Where?
Smurf Delicious Apple Slices on Hespel Road.
Oh, I don't know about that one, but the one in the one by the Food Basics still has in the display they had. Last time I paid attention, they still had the Smurf toys in there, I'm pretty sure.
I would have ride it as a kid if I got a Happy Meal and I got apple slices as my toy.
I was there yesterday to pick up McFlurries, but I did not look. It was very crowded, and I wasn't sure the stupid kiosk worked because it didn't give me a receipt or a proper order number.
That's not good.
Oh, great. So hopefully nobody else ordered an M&M and an Oreo McFlurry. So we just know, that's an order, and we're going to go now. Anyway. So Andrew will have that Wonder Woman trailer link in the show notes.
Oh, yeah, I was doing
obviously.
That. Obviously. I got distracted by McDonald's.
Uh-huh. And then Justice League. So we'll move on to the trailer I did actually see. And that is Blade Runner 2049.
I watched this one, too.
What'd you think?
I like it. It had that, it has the soundtrack kind of style of the first one, where it's just weird synth, Vangelis.
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
Vangelis, the guy who did the soundtrack first Blade Runner.
I don't, no idea what his name is.
Vangelis.
Sure, I'll take your word for
Vangels.
It.
Vangelis.
No idea.
Vangelis.
Sure. I'm sure it's that, exactly.
Yeah. He's good.
I didn't dislike this trailer, but I was watching it going, this doesn't make me want to see the movie at all. I had no strong feelings of this trailer when I was watching it. I was like, okay, that's a movie.
We'll see how it goes.
If I wasn't already interested in seeing the trailer, this trailer would have not made me want to see it. That's all I'm saying.
Do you like the first Blade Runner?
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen it, though.
Same. But I remember liking it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, everybody else I saw talk about it was like, oh, the trailer's so good. And I'm watching it like, I mean, it's a trailer. I just think it's fine.
I just like, because it looks a lot like they really captured the setting and feel of the first Blade Runner.
It looks good, and they've got some really good shots in the trailer. But I just think the trailer overall didn't have any major draw to me.
Yeah, not much happened. But it had good mouthfeel.
Sure. That sounds weird. I don't know what that means. It's a weird sounding term.
I think that's how you review, food.
If you say so.
Yeah, part of it is mouthfeel.
I'm definitely not that into food that I've ever watched anybody review food. Closest I've ever got, I guess, is sometimes I used to be there when Erica was watching Hell's Kitchen. And I was like, all right, I'm on my phone. I don't really care. Watching a show where they have chefs who can't apparently cook the most basic things that anybody in a restaurant should be able to cook.
Sometimes. Like grilled cheese?
Some of those things have got to be staged.
Probably.
It's real bad.
It is TV.
Speaking of, let's move into TV.
Oh, what a segue. Masterfully done.
So this first one, this is very exciting.
It's trez exciting.
Judge Dredd Mega City 1 is coming to TV near you.
Some kind of TV,
yeah.
Some kind of TV somewhere with something. There's not a whole lot announced, really. This is a big announcement, non-announcement.
Well, it's announcing the companies First of all, it's announcing that it's coming, or that they're making it,
and the producers attached to it
and such. Yes,
and their pie in the sky idea of it.
Pie in the sky.
Yeah, but there's not a whole lot solid
early days
announcements, other than it's coming.
Early days. This is coming from Rebellion Entertainment. Rebellion Productions, I guess, technically. And
who also does the video games.
Just video games, yeah. And some other company. IM Global is the other studio. Both of whom are sort of, quote, independent entertainment studios. So that's cool, and then it's good to watch this. It's worth watching this YouTube video, even though it's only 3 minutes, just to hear them talk about what their ideas are and how they're excited about being. You know, they want to keep the grittiness of the movie, the second popular movie, but also try and work in the random crazy ass bullshit that was in the comics.
Yeah, which is good. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy.
Yep. Couch Potato. The fat people.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they were called. They're impossibly large. I mean, maybe we'll get King Rex is not his name, but the in the wasteland there's the super intelligent T-Rex who leads the other dinosaurs.
the Dead Dread, which is not
Judge Death.
Yeah.
And yeah, the Dark Judges from the alternate universe. Yeah.
They're cool. And the Apocalypse. The Judges of the Apocalypse?
Probably something like that.
I chose Dredge Knowledge is Reshti.
Yeah, I've not read a ton of it, and it's been a long time.
I really like that movie.
Yes, the Dredd, not Judge Dredd, but the movie Dredd was fantastic.
Yeah, movie, I liked both of them.
Judge Dredd is not good.
I liked it, but The Dread is a far superior movie.
And Carl Urban is a far superior Dread.
I won't argue that either.
Far. So yeah, they have just a producer and the CEO of Rebellion in this video talking about it, and they mentioned that they're going to be working with Mark Stern, who works for IM Global Television. Who worked on Battlestar and Helix and Defiance and Stargate.
Stargate Atlantis.
So, you know, lots of genre work, which is good.
Good genre work.
Popular genre work. I've not seen Helix or Defiance, but...
But Atlantis and Battlestar are good.
Fantabulistic. So, yeah, that's absolutely exciting. It's worth keeping an eye on. And who knows, maybe Carl Urban's done TV before.
Yeah.
Could get him back.
Yeah, I'm not...
He does want to do them. He did want to do a second movie.
I'm not going to count him out.
He could continue, Dredd.
I really hope he does.
He did, oh man, what was the show?
Too Human?
Almost Human.
Being Human?
Almost Human.
Touching Human?
Being Human is a British show that they then made in America with a vampire, ghost, werewolf living in, all being roommates.
Interesting.
Living a normal thing. I've never watched it, but people like it. Or at least the people like the British one. I don't know if they liked the American one. You know, classic thing.
Classic.
But Almost Human was a fantastic half season. I think it was like 13 episodes show that I wish they'd gotten more of, because they really set up some interesting future world that they didn't get to.
Yeah, TV is so difficult sometimes.
It's a fact. But, so hopefully we get Carl Urban as Dredd, because that'd be pretty fantastic. Alright, next on the docket, Donald Poole. So, FX, who we all know is a channel owned by Fox. They do... I don't know what they do that isn't regularly on Fox. I guess less less reality shows than on Fox, less contests. Not contests, what are they called? What is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Game show?
Game shows, yeah. Less game shows and reality TV shows on FX than on regular Fox. But FX and Donald Glover are going to be coming together to make an animated Deadpool series that will obviously be adult-oriented. Shocker. Ooh. If you can make a Deadpool series that is for kids, I'll be amazed.
I'm sure you could.
Have it still actually be Deadpool.
Like that Spider-Man episode thing?
Yeah, because he wasn't in it as much as Spider-Man was.
Yeah, but if you could take...
You couldn't do that for a long time. You can do that for its own series.
I'm sure you could. I don't think you could. It was brilliant. There was such good writing.
It was voiced by the older brother in Boy Meets World. That's the guy who voiced Deadpool in
that episode. What was that episode of Spider-Man something? Something Ultimate Agents Spider-Man, of Spider-Man.
Web Warriors is what it was called later. Ultimate Spider-Man Web Warriors, I think, or something like that.
There's so many Spider-Man cartoons. But
series. I think it was just Ultimate Spider-Man.
Or was it the training one? Where there's S.H.I.E.L.D. training? Yes,
it is that one. But that's not in the title at all. Oh. It's called Ultimate Spider-Man. And then later it was Ultimate Spider-Man Web Warriors.
Right.
That's what it was called. But yes, it had him and Iron Fist and Power Man. And what was her name? The tiger. Was she a tiger? Panther? She wasn't a panther.
Panthro.
No. I don't remember what she was.
Lionel.
Some sort of animal. And Nova was the team. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Deadpool. So Donald Glover and his brother Stephen Glover will write and produce and serve as executive producers for the 10 episodes that they have been given to start with. That's basically all. We have no information on dates or anything yet, but it's going to come to FX, as that is its own TV channel. And I'm sure Donald Glover will probably do a voice. It probably won't be a main voice. But he'll probably do a voice.
Almost certainly.
So, it sounds pretty cool. And it probably won't be quite as adult as the movie. Because that was pretty hardcore adult. This one's probably going to be, just for sake of it being animated, will probably be a little less.
Probably. They were just like, we have an R, let's use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is good. I hate when they have R and they're just like, eh.
Yeah. We have R, so let's do 6 fucks instead of 5.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. Because if you swear too many times on American rating, that'll get up your rating.
Just push you out of PG-13.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Rating, movie ratings are weird.
They are.
All right, so we'll definitely be talking about that when we have Deadpool.
Yeah, I like Deadpool.
And Donald Glover.
Yeah,
that too. Atlanta is great, so, and that was a show he wrote. So, you know, good times. All right, let's move on to games.
Video games.
So, I heard about this when they sent the update to Kickstarter backers.
I heard about it after because I unfortunately did not back Battletech. So, Paradox, one of my favorite publishers.
Yep, they make Mountain Blade.
Going to be publishing the Battletech game.
Yes, they went in the Herbane Games, the company that is developing it, went into some detail on the the backer update, just saying, yes, we've teamed up with them, we've talked to them, we retain complete control, they're just advertising and publishing it, because we don't have
the power.
We don't do that, we don't have the way to do that, and we can't do that and make the game as best we can at the same time.
And Paradox is really good at it.
They make that one, Crusader Kings, right? That's Paradox. Yep,
Crusader Kings, Hearts of Iron, Europa, Stellaris,
a lot of games.
Magicka.
They made Magicka?
Yeah.
Weird. That's a standout different. That's a different game
than everything else.
I mean, Mountain Blade is different from everything else, which is also Paradox, but that's different, but still kind of close. Magic is way out there for the rest of that list. I like Mountain Blade. It's what I've been playing mostly until I started to play Star Wars, and then now I've been playing Zelda and I'm listening to my Star Wars audiobooks.
City Skylines.
No, that's a weird one, too.
They got a lot.
I mean, how many did they develop, though, and how many are just these publishers?
Well, that's true. But, I mean, even as just a publisher, they were good, I think.
Yeah, they do. Basically, everything that their name is on, generally speaking, is good. They do good stuff. They partner with good people. And Harebrained Schemes, the developer of Battletech, is great. Their Shadowrun games are fantastic. You should play all of them.
And Battletech is a cool franchise.
It is a fantastic franchise that has been untouched for
a long time.
Years. Yeah.
Which, one of the progenitors of tabletop wargaming.
Yeah, because it is early mech battler, basically. So Battletech is mostly about mech fighting.
I played the Mech Warrior games. Mm.
Way back
in the day a lot.
Yeah, I did not. I've read some of the Battletech stuff, like the fiction, but I never played any of the games or anything like that.
Also, the Backer beta is on June 2nd.
Yep, soon. Ish. Get pushed back a little bit, a couple of times, so that they can smooth out some problems they found. You know, it happens.
Yeah. As long as they communicate, it's good.
Guess what? I have that. Well, I mean, I will have that.
Yeah.
On June 2nd. Andrew.
I'm sad. I just steal Justin's.
I like this game initially was just going to be, I think it was actually going to be a multiplayer only mech battler thing. But they wanted to do a story and all the other stuff they've added since. But it was all stretch goals, and they annihilated them. Hardcore annihilated all their stretch goals.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Mech Warrior was popular, and Harebrained Schemes, as a following for the people who like their Shadowrun games, are great. So that made them a following.
Mm-hmm.
And Shadowrun and Mech Warriors, while not really the same type of game, are close enough that you would have people who are interested in both.
And just the dry spell in Battletech games.
Well, yeah, that too. People want it. The people who remember what Battletech was. And the Mech Warrior games.
If she doesn't remember Battletech, she's too young.
I'm giving him a weird face, because
That's how that saying goes.
Yep, I'm sure it is. Also, I'm sure your girlfriend has no idea what Battletech is.
Yeah.
And I know my girlfriend doesn't either, but she's the same age as us. She just doesn't. It's no interest. So that's why it's a weird saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. But this will be great. And on June 2nd, give or take, when I have access to the beta.
Beta.
Beta. What is that from?
I don't know.
I will definitely be talking about how it plays. It'll be great. I'm excited.
Speaking of exciting.
Oh, yeah, this next one's super exciting.
Yeah.
We're all so interested in this.
Tom Brady is going to be on the cover of NFL 18.
Yeah, I don't know why you bothered to put this in there.
The Madden game has Brady on the cover.
Yeah, you realize the games are called Madden, right?
Yeah.
Not NFL.
Yeah.
So why did you write that gun be on the cover of NFL 18 and should have been on the cover of Madden 18?
Probably the same reason I wrote Overwatch instead of Heroes of the Storm.
I didn't read that one, though. I didn't catch it. I saw Tom Brady and I was like, I don't care. Fuck it. I haven't played a Madden game in a long time.
The last time I did was Madden 14, I believe.
Yeah, I don't even know.
And I always played Tom Brady because
you're a garbage person.
He was an absolute overpowered quarterback. You didn't need anyone else on your team. It doesn't matter what your receiver was. You could just pick Hail Mary as your play every round and score a touchdown.
Yeah, but that was me when I played Madden, I always did the make your own character thing once they started doing that. And I can't stand not being the quarterback.
Yeah.
Because then, especially later on, where when you're doing this sort of story mode, you are a quarterback, so you don't get to call the plays.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're the quarterback, cause an audible. He goes, no, I don't want to run. I'm going to pass right now. Fuck you, coach. I'm passing because I'm the quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I used to do. Madden was great, but I haven't. They're way too. It's like $80 every goddamn year.
Yeah,
I'm not that interested in it.
I've been pretty happy with the Madden game that I do have, so yeah, I haven't exactly. bothered with anyone.
No need to buy. Like I played one. I don't remember what year it was, but I played that for a solid 4 years before I bought a new one because it was the last one that had Jerry Rice in it because it was the year he retired.
Mm.
I was like, no, I'm keeping Jerry Rice and I'm not letting him retire in my fictional universe. He's going to stay here as my best receiver. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's news.
It's good news.
Is it? Who cares?
Yeah. He's my second favorite football team.
He's your second favorite football team.
Yeah. When my Packers eventually fail,
as they always do.
I go to Brady.
I mean, wasn't he on the Pack? Isn't he on the Packers now?
No.
Or wasn't he recently? Didn't they get just a new...
Not that I know of.
I thought recently they got a better quarterback, but an older quarterback.
I don't know.
Now I'm not sure because I don't really pay attention to the NFL that closely anymore.
I don't pay attention to it unless it's happening.
Yeah, exactly. That's also true. On an off season, I don't know. I know the draft happened fairly recently because there was a Snapchat story about the draft, so I watched it. Vaguely. I think that was the NFL draft. It was one of the drafts. It wasn't basketball, though. Or baseball. So it would have to be hockey, which is happening.
They're probably not drafting right now.
So it has to be the NFL. It's the only thing that it could be. Because yeah. I don't think I would watch basketball, and I certainly wouldn't watch baseball, which is also happening now. Basketball might be happening now, too. Is basketball?
I don't know. I think I've seen the Raptors logo around, but I don't know if
that's exactly. Just that's why I was like, it's hard to tell, though. Thing. You live in this close to Toronto, you see the Toronto team's logo.
We the North, etc.
Year-round. I'm now Googling Packers quarterback. Quarterback. Nope. Maybe it couldn't have been Aaron Rodgers I was thinking about. I thought they got... Maybe it wasn't the Packers. I don't know. I don't pay attention to teams I don't like.
Ooh.
Snap. All right. Let's move on to our last news here in games, which is much more interesting than Madden or Tom Brady.
Yeah. We got D.Va coming to Heroes of the Storm, finally.
Yeah.
Full Heroes. She's been in the PTR. She hasn't been super overpowered in any tier. So that's good.
But people like her, from what I hear.
Yeah. She's got some nasty combos. But,
classic explosion push.
Stupid.
straight out of Overwatch. I remember early Overwatch when nobody knew that, and you just annihilate a team because people weren't expecting you to blow your mech up while it was running.
Yeah.
That was great. Now everybody sees it. You don't kill anybody with it anymore.
It should also be noted that you can still move the mech while it's there. So while it's still exploding, you can do something like a Ariel's whip thing and whip the mech away.
Mm.
Interesting. Important note.
Yeah. Pushes and all that. Also, you can, as D.Va, you can stop your mech mid-charge. Like it has a distance that it sends its charge. You hit mm-hmm. the button again. I think it's your Q. You hit the button again and it stops. Mm-hmm. Even so you can control where the explosion will be centered.
But that's the thing pretty I saw. Cool.
Yeah. Much like in the game, you destroy her mech. She jumps out of it and is...
Runs around.
Weaker... defense, higher attack, I think. Or at least increased range.
Probably faster just increased range.
Faster movement. Mech D.Va can move while attacking. Non-mech D.Va cannot.
That's weird.
The defensive screen is there. That's mm-hmm. interesting. I think a lot of D.Va is like the explosion and even the defensive screen can help with sort of an area denial.
Yeah.
I think is what she's real good for.
For that, what's the word? Zoning.
Zoning, yeah.
Very good zoning character and is a warrior, so that's extra good. You got some good presence.
I like her ultimates are interesting. Bunny Hop is one of her ultimates, where she just hops and does damage around her and slows people that are in range of her.
Hmm.
Or she gets an ult that's a big straight line shot when she's not in her mech.
Pew.
I think that's... I watched the video, the spotlight on D.Va once. That's what I'm trying to remember now. I think that's about it. But I'm looking forward to it. I like D.Va in Overwatch. I assume... And I like Warriors in HOTS, so...
I don't like either, but I'm still excited.
Together, it will be great for me.
I'm excited for Heroes stuff all the time.
All the time. I wonder if we'll get Police D.Va skin in Heroes.
I would assume so.
In the Nexus Challenge, so I haven't looked at whatever week 3 is.
I haven't seen it yet either. I was just going to wait for it to come up.
I did glance at it. It was like hero portraits and shit and sprays.
Woohoo. That's exciting.
Yeah, I like sprays. It's one of the things I'm alright with in new 2.0.
I got an animated thumbs up and I really dig it.
Yeah. I like, anytime I'm playing a Warcraft character, I always put on the confused Varian. It's like Varian's face with question marks around it. I'm like, yep, that's the spray for every Warcraft hero I ever play.
I just pretty much give everyone the thumbs up animated.
Yep, I like sprays. I like voice packs. I don't care for emojis. I think that's stupid. That feels like item bloat to me. The banners, I guess.
That's cool.
They're fine. They're just there to brag. Yeah, I took that tower.
But that's good. You need that.
Sure it is. No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
You do not need any more bragging bullshit in MOBAs.
Yeah, you do.
And that's a fact.
Because this MOBA doesn't have much, so it's good to get it where you can.
Exactly. We don't need it.
You need a little bit.
The rest of the genre carries it.
Yeah.
More than enough for this game.
Yeah.
Anyway...
This is a really good game. I like Heroes.
I like Heroes and Smite. And I don't even want to go anywhere near Dota or LoL.
Did you see that Bob Ross Smite expansion?
No.
So there's...
I mean, I probably saw...
A pack that gets a skin for Sylve that is just a happy tree skin.
Funny.
And it's funny. And then there's a bunch of portraits.
That actually makes a lot of sense because it's probably a Twitch thing.
Yeah.
And they've been doing Bob Ross things recently, like, for the past 2 months.
For a while, yeah.
Or so.
Even longer, because they launched their creative channels with Bob Ross stream.
Was it really?
Yeah. That was, like, a year ago.
That was a long time ago. I didn't know. But, yeah, they weren't doing it the whole time, though. They probably stopped it at some point.
This is a whole series.
Yeah.
But just when they launched the creative stream.
But, I mean, we've been doing it again recently. Well... Recently, months-wise. I was going to say something, I don't remember what. Now it's gone. Oh, right, I was going to say, I'm sure I saw something about it, because I do remember my one friend who loves Smite saying something about Bob Ross, but it was while I was... It was many paragraphs in the Discord, and I was I'm scrolling, man, there's too many chats here. Too many words, I'm just going to scroll down to the bottom. Sorry, Jimmy. And whoever else was in those chats. All right, let's move on to comics. I cannot make a good segue from Discord or Bob Ross to comics.
Me either.
Hmm?
Me either.
Oh, you can't make a good segue at anything.
You're a segue.
Your mom's a segue.
Oh, sick burn.
Anyway. So this is kind of a cool thing. Hero of Tokyo. So, Dark Horse has announced that it is going to release volumes 1 through 4 of I Am Hero, or I Am a Hero, I'm not sure. The cover here, if that's the actual cover, says I Am a Hero, but the blurb says I Am Hero. In collaboration with Shogakukan, who's a Japanese manga publisher. So I Am Hero or I Am a Hero is a manga series that it sounds kind of awesome, the blurb. Let me read it to you. I Am a Hero finds Hideo, a mentally unhinged manga artist, witnessing the beginning of a zombie outbreak in Tokyo. He's certain of only two things. He's destined to be the city's hero, and he possesses something quite rare in Japan, an actual firearm. And then each Star Harris manga omnibus edition includes two Japanese volumes, which I don't really know what they mean by that. Or I guess actually that's probably the amount, the size of the book. Two manga volumes per one English volume. Because manga volumes are kind of small for North American standards, usually.
I don't know. I don't know what an actual real manga.
You never manga. Got them from the library?
Well, like, yeah, those ones are pretty big, though. But, like, I mean, like, the real one from Japan, and they're, like, in magazine or whatever. Well, yeah,
those are chapters.
Yeah.
Chapters, you know. I got the One Punch Man thing, and it comes with, like, chapter one in the little booklet, because I got the fancy edition. It also got art book or art cards and things. It's, like, the one chapter is like six pages or something.
Jeez.
I'm like, well, I'm glad there's other stuff in this book. It's also got information about characters and other interesting things in the book, but it also happens to have the first chapter. It's super short. So the manga volumes are available now, 1 through 3, I guess. But not the Dark Horse omnibus volumes, I think. That's what it sounds like to me.
I think I agree.
I just like the mentally unhinged manga artist think witnessing a zombie outbreak. So is he crazy or are zombies actually happening? Who can tell?
Probably not him.
Probably not him. Also, check out that gun. That's like old.
Yeah.
Which is probably why he can have it. There is a certain age, although that's actually a firearm, so maybe not. There's a certain age of weapons where you no longer have to deal with the supremely impossible licensing in Japan to, you know, get a gun. There's basically nobody in Japan that isn't a police officer or soldier has guns, because it's extremely difficult to get guns.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's cool. I know that from a couple of different fictions at the same time that are all set in Japan. Like, there is... What is that? Oh, Sleeping Dogs? If you pay attention to Sleeping Dogs, they talk about how rare guns are. In Shadowrun Hong Kong, they talk about how rare guns have always been. Something else?
Weird.
Is it, though?
They didn't talk about it in High School of the Dead.
I've never read it.
Oh, I've never read it either. Just watched the show.
Watched it. Who knows? Okay, let's go to our last thing here, which, Andrew, I'm sure you like the sound of.
Now that I clicked it, yeah. I didn't understand what the title was, but...
Now you do?
Now I'm in on it.
You didn't read the link? It literally says it in the link.
I didn't read the link. I read the title.
You just click the link. I could, if I put it in the show notes, I could lead you to any page I wanted to.
Yeah.
Anyway. Also, this is also Dark Horse. But this is Dark Horse teaming up with 343 Industries.
One of the greatest game studios.
What do they make besides Halo?
More Halo adjacent games.
Like Halo Wars?
Yeah, or
ODST.
ODST, I think. Which is just basically an expansion to Halo 3, and I don't remember if that was 343 or Bungie.
So Halo games.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing.
Halo games.
If I asked if what they do besides Halo, you can't say, yeah, more Halo.
More Halo.
So Halo.
More Halo. Halo and Halo.
Anyway, so Dark Horse and 343 are coming together to release a new anthology series based on Halo Wars 2. And specifically the antagonist of Halo Wars, Atriox?
Yep.
Atriox the Banished? Or Atriox and the Banished. He's the group he leads is the Banished, right? I read this once. This article already. But I was like, okay, I think I understand who this guy is. He's a villain in Halo.
He's a brute.
So this is going to be a 5-chapter anthology, and it's going to have stories by Colin Bunn, who worked on Conan, and Harrow County, whatever the hell that is, Jody Hauser, who worked on X-Files, John Jackson Miller, who worked on Smite and Halo Tears from Slipspace, which I think was also Dark Horse, Alex Irvine, who worked on things that I don't know, but I kind of hope Dark Sun is... as in the Dark Zone D&D setting. Claire Rowe, who worked on Batgirl and the Birds of Prey. Jocen Gonzalez. That's an interesting name. Jonathan Weishaik, who worked also on Halo Tears from Slipspace. And Tristan Jones, who worked on Aliens. Defiance. Are you looking up to see if that was a Dark Zone?
It totally is.
Excellent. Good, because it's the only thing that I've ever heard Dark Sun in reference to.
Same.
So the first issue of Halo Rise of Atriox will go on sale August 2nd of this year. And it'll have Atriox still being a member of the Covenant, leading his brute brother in an all-out assault on a UNSC outpost. So, are the Banished not part of the Covenant, technically? Are they a splinter group? Or do you know?
I don't know the story of Halo Wars 2. I have not played it yet.
Is that a new one?
Yeah.
Hmm. I thought the Covenant were done. I thought that was like...
Well...
Oh, was it the Flood that was the early ones? I've never played Halo properly.
The Covenant and the Flood... were in the early ones. The Flood died out, and the Covenant eventually died out, but they still persist, but they're an ally to humanity now, and then there's splinter groups that aren't specifically, like, the brutes and stuff. They've got their own thing, and they follow a certain prophet, and blah, 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 blah.
Weird.
Space politics.
Space politics.
But, yeah, the specifics of Halo Wars 2, I'm not sure.
But, well, you can find out some, Andrew, on August 2nd, when this first issue comes out. Yeah, so, Dark Horse and 343 did do Tales from the Slipspace and Fall of Reach in 2016.
Fall of Reach is good.
And they've also produced Halo Initiation and Halo Escalation. I guess. So that's cool, if you're in the Halo. I know what any of that means. Because I know Halo, and I know comics and graphic novels. But that's it. I don't really know anything specifically Halo.
The cover's pretty rad.
It looks like a kind of, to a person who doesn't know that, I assume that's Atriox in the background, or at least a brute.
Right? Yeah, it's probably him in the foreground as well.
Sure, it looks like Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
That's. If you don't know that this is Halo, I'm like, oh, that's a new Planet of the Apes comic, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I would guess.
I'm sure that's where they got the inspiration for the brutes.
Probably. I assume something that is named a brute is apish.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That is all we have for this week, because it's almost E3, I guess, and so our news everywhere is dry. It's not a lot.
And most of this stuff came out, like, the day after we recorded. It was slow. I mean, like, there's a bunch of other little video game news, like Montreal, Ubisoft.
No, they're reshuffling.
Mass Effect put on hold. And
pushed back. And the other game, their new IP was pushed back, but had nothing to do with Mass Effect.
Yeah, so, like, there's a bunch of, like, news, and it was like, meh.
Yeah, there's some movie news like that, too. It's not really news or...
TV. Like, there was some set pictures for Inhumans from a distance.
Two, and there was, like, a picture from Krypton, too.
Yeah.
And a tweet. And I was like, well, this is not really news. Give me... When you come with real news, come back to me.
Yeah, so there's just all this almost news.
Yeah. Which I refuse to report on almost news.
Yeah.
You give me real news. Like, Judge Dredd Mega City 1 is going to be a thing.
Yeah. Well, it's not much information. It is real news.
Yep. Because we didn't... That came out of absolutely fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
In the best possible way. All right. So, you can follow us on Twitter. I am at Dud75.
I'm at DUP3.
Our website is GweeklyNews.com, where you can find a couple of links to the couple of trailers and the Mega City 1 announcement. And you can email us at feedback@GweeklyNews.com, you know, if you want to get in touch with us and you don't like Twitter. Or if you don't like email or Twitter, you can find us on Facebook.com/GweeklyNews. Or we have a Discord, which you can... You know, go to the website to get the widget. We have a widget there to get an invite. You can get invited on the Twitter or on the Facebook. Or you can send us an email. I'm sure we can figure out another way to get you an invite if you really don't like anything like that. And we are on iTunes. And we would absolutely love a rating and or review. You can tell us what we're doing wrong and right. And everything in between, I guess, if you want.
Please do.
Alright, that's all we have for this week. Thank you for putting up with our shit, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.